Deuteronomy 10 and verse 20. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Thou shalt what?
Fear
the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, live for him, serve him. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou what?
Cleave.
Hold on to with all your heart. He is thy praise.
Yes.
And he is thy God.
Yes.
That hath done for thee these great and terrible. And that Hebrew word for that is mighty. It is he that hath done these great and mighty things, which thine eyes have seen. You may be seated. It's him that's brought you thus far.
Amen.
Hitherto hath the Lord helped me.
Amen.
I am what I am, Paul said, by the grace of God. And I'm where I am by the mercy of God.
Amen.
Ain't you glad of that this morning?
Amen.
Praise be to God.
This will be a part three, and I'd like to try to teach us this morning that God wants our praise and our worship.
Yes.
And believe me, Brother George, I've been practicing at home, in the automobiles, outside in the lawn digging holes. I just stop and I look at the distant hillside. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
I worship him. I praise him for the great plan of salvation. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Listen close. I'm going to teach us this morning, and God, by the Spirit's going to give you a revelation how just important your praise is. The closest that you will ever be to God and heaven, the nearest, in this world, is when you praise and you worship God with all of your heart.
Bless him, Lord.
We've already in the past, we've dealt with praying. Prayer is a must. It is your lifeline. It is your connection to the throne of grace. Prayer is. Oh, it is the soul's blood. It's your access to God's mercy. Prayer is the avenue of help to get help.
Yes.
Prayer brings you before the throne of God that you can present your needs. How many's got needs this morning? Spiritual, physical, mental, financial, no matter what your needs are. Because of Jesus and the access we have by faith through him, we can come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. I want you to know your prayer can get you right to the feet of God. Your prayer can bring you right into the throne room of glory, that God can touch you and God can hear your petition and God can minister to your need. It's when you pour your heart out and tell the Lord what your need is. He knows. He looks right down. He said, let your request be made known unto God with what? With thanksgiving. It's good to come to him in prayer and end the prayer with praise. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. You being good to me with an attitude like that, God hears and God will help, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Prayer still opens iron gates. Yes, Peter. My. It still works. Brother John, prayer still keeps. It still works. It still brings you out of the hard places.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayer brings souls up out of prison.
Amen.
Prayer causes God to make a way when there is none.
That's right.
Somebody right. said, if God don't have it, you ask him for it, he'll make it.
My Lord.
He's still in the creating business. Raise your little hand. I felt that go all over me. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. He's got our answer. He still knows how to open a door when it's closed. He still knows how to close those doors. He still knows how to rise up and fight our battles for us.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Prayer still divides the Red Seas in our life when we say, Lord, I can't go no farther. Hallelujah. I tell you, prayer will hold back the muddy, dark waters of Jordan and make a way for God's redeemed children to cross over. I tell you, prayer will put food on your table. It'll put clothes on your back. Prayer will pay your bills. It'll supply your needs. When we pray and serve God, ain't you glad for the benefits of the Lord? If we wake up, great is his benefit. Fits toward us. He's taken good care of us. Ain't you glad hitherto that I've made it where I am by his love?
Thank you, Lord.
That's what prayer does. That's what prayer does. It's your lifeline. It's your soul's blood. It's your connection to the throne. Hallelujah. It's your avenue of help to get mercy.
Amen. Yes.
Do it, you really, and you really, and you really want to touch the heart of God, praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him when the sun goes down. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the coming up of the sun to the going down of the same. He is worthy to be praised and to be worshiped. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Praise him if you want to touch his heart.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to draw nigh to God? Praise him. We're going to go somewhere, children. Buckle your seatbelt. Do you want heaven's attention and the Spirit of the Lord to come down? Praise him. Praise him. Sing praises unto your God. It is pleasant. Praise is comely. Praise, in the Hebrew said, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's attractive. Praise ye him, all his angels. There's nothing any more beautiful than praise unto the Lord in the congregation of the saints. There's nothing any more precious and beautiful is to see a saint of God. The tears are rolling. Hands uplifted. I say, thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I'm glad. I glorify you. It is beautiful. Praise is beautiful. He'll beautify the meek with what? With salvation. Salvation means to save and to heal and to deliver and to preserve. It's all wrapped up in worshiping him and praising him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise be unto God. Thank you,
Lord. Praise ye him, all of his angels. Praise him going down the road. Praise him, child of God, no matter where you're at, no matter the condition that you're in. Lift your voice at times and say, God, you've been so good to me. I'm alive and I am in your hand and I worship you. Glory to God. Praise ye him, all of his hosts. I tell you, it ain't quiet in heaven. This is the quietest place you'll ever be. Day and night. They say day and night, but in heaven it's one solid day. There's no darkness there, and there's no night there. But I tell you, when you step into the gates and onto the street of glory, it'll be holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, for thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of every nation, kindred, and tongue, we're here. And glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving goes on day and night in heaven. Praise him, ye angels that excel in strength. Praise him, all of your hosts. Praise you, ye heavens and the moon and the stars and the galaxies. Praise him. Let everything that hath breath. I praise you, the Lord. Woo! Praise him no matter where you are. In Marco Polo land, God's right there in your house. He's right there in your vehicle. And he loves you. And you can hold on. And you can make it. Because God loves you. And the blood still speaks. There's power in the blood. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. Praise the Lord. Give him a wave offering. The original Greek reads, woe to the inhabitants of earth.
Whoa.
For Satan, the devil, has come down unto you with great wrath,
yes,
because he knows that he hath but a short time. Woe means great trouble and sorrow and pain and tribulation. He went on down, he said, but ye have overcome him by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the word of God in your testimony, by the word of the living God that makes up your testimony, by the word of the living God that you've hid in your heart, you're an overcomer. Praise the Lord. Woo! My Lord, I feel him. I feel you, sweet Jesus. There's still power in the living word of God. I tell you, you want to draw nigh to God, praise and worship him.
Yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I was telling Brother George, I said last night.
Thank you, mighty God.
I was sitting on my patio out back.
Praise you, Lord.
I was looking across the creek and all them leaves.
Glory, glory.
I'm going to turn this camera around a little bit because I get down around where you all are and people can't see it. Praise God, praise God. I was sitting on my patio. I was sitting in that chair. I was looking out the top of that hill.
Come on.
I looked at the tallest tree.
Glory, glory, glory.
I said, Lord, am I too old for a revival?
Come on, bro.
Lord.
Come thank on. You, Jesus. Thank
you. Am I past my prime? Oh, God.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I said, Lord, would you cause your face to shine upon us again? Wilt thou not revive us in the midst of our years, Lord, and replenish and restore us?
Amen.
Restore, dear Lord, what the caterpillar and the palmer worm and the canker worm, hallelujah, has devoured. And put oil back in the vats, dear Lord, and let the barns burst again with corn of heaven, hallelujah. Raise your hand, send it again, Jesus, and let it pour it out again soon, Lord. Give us the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, there's life in the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, it all starts right in here. It's the Holy Ghost in here. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I still ain't where I want to be. Thank you, Lord.
You want to see something?
Come on.
Have your way, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Come on.
Touch him, Lord. Use him, Lord.
Praise ye him, all people, both young men and old.
Praise.
Maiden and little children. He's wanting your praise.
Amen.
It's your key. It's your key. If you love him with all of your heart, you know you're living for God, right? Where God wants you to be. Praise him. And I tell you, you'll feel something rising.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
Amen.
Well, glory to God. Amen. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for it is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. New song in the Hebrew says, sing unto the Lord a fresh song, a song that is anointed, one that is birthed down in the heart by the Spirit of God. Sing his praises in the congregation of the saints. Sing praises unto him with the timbrel and with the harp and with the organ and with the trumpet and with the tin, the stringed instruments. Hallelujah. Loud and high sounding cymbals, praise ye the Lord. Let the saints be joyful in glory. He is my reason for living, he is my joy. rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Pray without ceasing, but rejoice in the Lord. Lift your hand and praise ye the Lord. There's power in praise. Praise ye the Lord in the sanctuary. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you what this will do. It'll break bonds. It'll break the chains asunder. And the fetters will fall off at your feet. I tell you, the Holy Ghost fire and the anointing of God will get in your mouth. And it'll pour forth from your heart. Let the Spirit take your praise and the Holy Ghost anoint it. That's the reason we're so dead and dry. It's because we keep our mouths closed and we don't utter his praises. The Holy Ghost needs something out of you to work with. Amen. Hey, Lord, hallelujah. Are you hungry yet? Are you thirsty yet? Well, glory. A power in praise, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Holy, 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 holy. Even you out there that's working the long hours, Jesus is with you and he loves you. He's nigh unto you. He's closer to you than the air that you breathe. He gave you the heart to beat within your breast. God's just a looking for you to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you what, when the church of God's people come together in unity with one mind and one accord and begins to worship and praise God with one heart and with one mouth and with one goal and with one desire, God begins to open up the windows of heaven. It escorts and it brings the presence of God right down into our midst. It breaks the spiritual shackles. It loosens the mental battles that we have. It lifts the heavy burden. It dissipates the fear and the oppression. Depression cannot stay around when people are praising God and worshiping him. The Holy Ghost comes down. Oh, glory to God forevermore. The spirits of darkness flee. The tormenting demons cannot stand it. Whoa. The devil won't stay where the Spirit of the Lord is. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and there is freedom. I'm above it, God, and the Spirit is lifting me up above all the trouble. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise and worship brings the power and the glory of God. Satan cannot stand it. All of his spirits leave and they'll take their flight when all of God's people begin to worship and sing God's praises.
Praise be to God.
You won't find the devil in a church that is worshiping the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
You're right.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! I told Mary coming around the park, I said, Jesus, I said, you're our special guest in my car this morning. You're the special guest in my home. You're the special guest in the church. Would you walk in? I didn't let your presence be known and be felt. Well, glory to God. Grace us with your presence this morning, Jesus, and walk in our midst. You're worthy. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. I said he's here. Woo! Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap. Give him a praise this morning.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus. 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 Lord. Brother Jason, I feel him. I feel God's a one a moving this hour. He's wanting to give us a reviving, a revival. I believe that with all of my heart.
In the name of the Lord.
There's coming a move of God. Rest assured. I tell you, enter into your closet and seek the Lord and pray unto him that God will rain it down again.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, sissy, run.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. Before the power of the glory of God comes down, the vapors have got to go up. I said the praises goes up before the rain showers come down. I said send the rain, Lord. Send the former rain. I send the latter rain. Feel the well again. I tell you, feel the heart again. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Woo! There's liberty in this house. I hope you're feeling it. With glory.
Bless you real good, Lord. Bless you real good. Touch you.
Brother Jason, I've been praying for this for a long time. A long time. Come on, it's time to get in. We'll get up on the sideline and get in the water. I said the water's again beginning to be troubled. The angel of the Lord, the presence is down. Hallelujah, around us right now.
Glory to God. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, hallelujah.
Jesus
is the name of the Lord.
Jesus. The answer is Jesus. The answer, Brother John, is loving him and cleave unto the Lord your God. For he is thy praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, get your way, Lord.
Now here we go. Here's the meat of it.
Holy Ghost.
Jesus, my Lord, my Lord.
Holy Ghost.
I hear the sound of a different drummer. I hear the sound. I begin to hear the sound of a rushing in the mulberry trees. I begin to hear, hallelujah, that wind of heaven. It's a coming, church. Do you want it? Do you want it? Are you hungry?
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Here's the meat of it. Take this.
Yes, Lord.
If you want victory over the devil,
yes,
I'm going to give you something this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
Glory to God.
Do you know why?
Jesus.
The devil,
Jesus,
and his demons,
Jesus,
and the fallen angels have to get away from the praisers and the worshipers.
Bless him, Lord.
He's coming. He's coming.
Bless him, Lord.
Because the devil once dwelt in heaven, in the very presence of God. He was praising and worshiping the Lord as Lucifer before he fell. Listen to me, church. Write it down. Before he ever became Satan, he was the highest angel that was in charge of the heavenly music and the worship and the praise around God's throne. He led the heavenly choir of angels in their singing. Lucifer means the light bearer. It means the shining one. It means the morning star. He was a bright angel, and God said of him in Ezekiel 28 that every precious, dazzling, different colored stone and gem, including the gold and the diamond, was his covering. My Lord, he was clothed with glory and beauty above all the other angels. And that's not all that he had. God said, I created in him the tabrets and the pipes. Music poured out of him as he led heaven's choir in praise unto God. It sounded sounded like beautiful, soothing, uplifting organ music and tambourines around the throne of God. And God loved it. It brought the Lord glory. But Lucifer became lifted up in his pride and in his beauty.
Amen.
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 Hang on. Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Have your way, Lord.
That's good.
Bless you, Jesus.
His wisdom,
Jesus.
His brightness, corrupted him.
Yes.
Through pride. His musical talent that he wanted to become so. Now, listen, if he was the highest and the brightest angel, I'm going to tell you something. God created you with a will and with the power of choice. You got a will in you, and you can do anything that you want to do.
Yeah.
You can serve God or refuse to serve God.
Right.
You can live for Him or walk away from Him. When
right.
God created the heavenly host, all of the angels of God were created beautiful and perfect.
Right.
But God, when He created them, He put within them too, even in heaven, a will.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to stay here and worship Me and give Me all the glory. It's up to you.
Oh, God, heaven, help.
Bless Him, Lord.
Come on.
Hang on with me.
Bless Him, Lord.
But because of His musical ability,
come on.
And His singing, His great wisdom and brightness,
right,
His musical talent,
bless Him, Lord.
He wanted all of a sudden something entered into His heart.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
right.
Pride lifted up.
Right.
He became lifted up in His pride.
Oh.
Can you imagine if I was greatly, greatly anointed? And people, don't you ever get your eyes on me. Don't you ever get the eyes on flesh.
Right.
Get your eyes upon God. Because when God uses you, when God anoints you, when He anoints me, it's Him that gets the glory. I can't do it. I give all the honor and all of the praise unto Him. But something began to transpire in Lucifer's heart.
Yeah,
woo! All of a sudden, he wants to become like God because he's looking out there at the angels. Their eyes are upon him as he's leading them in the songs of praise. He gets this idea, I want to become like God. I want to be worshipped. I want to be praised like God. Oh, God, you're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way, Lucifer.
Yes, come on.
Woo!
Bless
Him,
Lord.
Oh,
bless
Jesus.
Him, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Help Him, Lord. Touch Him.